This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack told House ag lawmakers recently that no matter how much Congress tries, USDA's tracking of China's farmland buys in the U.S. will always be troublesome. But Secretary Vilsack warns there's just so much the USDA can do to track Beijing's buys of U.S. farmland.
No matter how much money you give us, it will always be imperfect for this reason. There are over 3,000 county recorder offices around the country. Every county has a recorder office. It would require us to have a centralized database where every real estate transaction would be essentially put into a database to look at.
But Vilsack says USDA is moving ahead with other efforts, including on the GAO's recommendation to work more closely with agencies linked to the Treasury's Committee on Foreign U.S. Investments.
I made a request of the Treasury Department for us to be more engaged in issues involving agribusiness, agriculture, farmland, and we have, and we've been engaged and involved in a number of projects. We appreciate the fact that in this 2024 budget that was recently passed, provided resources for the first time directly, assisting us to expand staffing for that purpose.
Vilsack says the USDA is also expanding its review of loans and tax records to identify foreign land purchases, adding Congress directed USDA to set up a web portal for data, but never provided the funds to do it.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.